Dictation for Michael Beck, B-E-C-K, May 4, 51. Address as a letter. To Sarah, S-A-R-A, Derringer, D as in David, E-R-I-N-G-E-R, hyphen, Cohorst, K-O-H-O-R-S-T, P-A-C, 729-4933. Dear Mrs. Derringer Cohorst, consultation for Mr. Beck with chronic kidney disease progression. He is aware of kidney abnormalities. He is being actively trying to lose weight, 40 pounds over the last 4 years, from 204 down to 167. He is more careful about dietary selection. He denies nausea, vomiting, no abdominal pain or esophageal reflux. There were problems of diarrhea improved by being off metformin. A few months ago, changed to Jardiance. Denies urinary infection, cloudiness of blood. There is prior prostate surgery, but no incontinence. He denies lower extremity claudication symptoms, numbness, tingling, burning, or edema. He denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no cough, sputum production, no skin rash, no bruises, no headaches. Extensive review system done being negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes, at least 20 years or longer. He denies overt neuropathy, retinopathy, does have cataracts. There is hypertension, chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive. Denies coronary artery disease or heart abnormalities. Denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS or a stroke. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion or liver disease. No kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgeries, TURP, about 3 years ago, Grand Rapids. He denies cancer. Left knee scope, excuse me, left knee open surgery. No infection, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no anaphylaxis. Next paragraph, medications at home includes Jardiance, which is relatively new, glipizide, fenofibrate, Zocor, lisinopril, amlodipine, a number of vitamins, aspirin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, he starts smoking on his 20s, one pack every 2 days, discontinued 30 years ago. He does drink gin tonic 3 times a week or more, denies the use of beer, and again, he's not aware of liver abnormalities. Next paragraph, his cousin is a patient of mine with chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is 167, blood pressure 130/74 on the right, 124/70 on the left. Does have bilateral cataracts, few teeth left. All of them are going to be removed in the future. No respiratory distress, alert or intestine free, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, JBD. Lungs are clear, distant, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, no ascites, abdominal tenderness, no palpable liver spleen, no gross edema, good pulses, non-focal deficit. I noticed some minor stuttering when I speak, as well as some tic with his eye movements. Next paragraph. Chemistries. His creatinine has progressively risen. 2021, 2.15, representing a GFR 31. Also, July this year, 1.4947. September 2022, 1.5647. May 2023, 1.5149. December of last year, creatinine 1.44, GFR 52, low sodium, high potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, glucose in the 150s, normal albumin, calcium, liver testing. A1C at that time, 7. Next paragraph, this year. Creatinine of 2.2, low normal sodium at 136, potassium elevated 5.4 with metabolic acidosis 18, a normal calcium, glucose in the 180s, the presence of albumin in the urine 198 milligrams per gram, urine analysis negative for blood 1 plus of protein, no monoclonal protein. Most recent A1C 8.6, elevated white blood cell count, mild anemia 13.2, normal white blood cell, PSA at 0.71. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, likely representing diabetic nephropathy hypertension. Recent change of kidney function a few months ago at the time of diarrhea from the exposure to metformin. Diarrhea has resolved. He is presently on Jardiance. Blood test needs to be updated to assess stability. Urine shows low level of protein, no evidence for blood or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Blood pressure in the office appears to be well controlled. He's tolerating lisinopril and Jardiance. We will monitor for minor increase of potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, and low sodium. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries. There has been no need for EPO treatment. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will do a kidney ultrasound to assess for obstruction or urinary retention. All chemistries also. Further advice to follow based on results. End of dictation.